Welcome to the Legacy of Legends, a Dynasty podcast. Join the Legacy of Legends team as we talk about the ins and outs of fantasy football, specifically from a Dynasty perspective. Our purpose is to help you make the moves to leave your mark and establish a legacy in your Dynasty league. And welcome. My name is BJ Kent, and I am welcomed in once again by my co-host, Stephen Deaton. What's up, Debo? How are you, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing good, dude. I know, Stephen, we're what, man? Like 4 weeks away right now from fantasy playoffs?
Man, we're just rolling. I can't believe it. We're close.
Man, I got some trade deadlines coming up in a couple of leagues this week, and man, we're getting there, Stephen.
Yeah, I was just seeing some stuff about some trade deadline targets on Twitter earlier tonight, and my exact thoughts was kind of what you just said. Can't believe we're just 4 weeks away or whatever from the playoffs. So trade deadlines should be coming up soon in your league. So need to keep an eye on that, and need to make some moves if you got some capital to do so, or if you're in position to.
Absolutely, man. I tell you what, Stephen. Next episode, we need to cover some trade targets for fantasy playoffs. That's what we need to do.
I think we can do that.
I think so too. All right, man. So look, week 10's in the books. How'd your teams turn out this week?
Man, it was a good week, BJ. This week redraft turned out 3-0. I'm 19-11 overall now. So big week for redraft. Kind of moving, doing well there. Dynasty 8-2 this week. That puts me at 67 and 45 overall. Excuse me. So, yeah, it was a really, really good week, to be honest, BJ. What about you?
Hey, man, it was all the things were rolling for us this past week, Stephen.
We were rolling.
Redraft, I finished 2-1, pretty solid. I'm sitting at 17-13 overall. And then Dynasty, man, I actually finished the week 8-3 with four teams being rebuilds, reloads. You do that math, Stephen. The math ain't mathing.
Mm-hmm. The math ain't mathing.
So I ended up actually 60-50 overall. Overall, Stephen, it was a really good week, man. You know, when you can win, 80-90% of your leagues in 1 week, that's a good week, man.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, sometimes, you know, these things are just, they're kind of fluid. And, you know, it just seems to be this way, right? I mean, when you have a good week, you have a good week. When you have a bad week, you have a bad week. And it's usually because of the players you kind of surround yourself with. And, you know, I mean, BJ, you and I both are kind of in a position to win a few leagues, and that's what we want. And I think your teams have kind of turned out better than maybe you had thought early season. My teams are probably about where I kind of expected them to be, I think. Really and truly, maybe a tad worse. I don't know. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's kind of the truth. But you know, I go 8-2, and I think I'm in position in all but one. Even in my rebuild reloads, there's one rebuild reload where I'm completely out. But I think in all but one of those, I'm in potential position for a playoff spot. So yeah, I mean, it's going really well.
Who knows, Steve? You maybe just make a run in your rebuild, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. So, hey, let's go into the news and notes this past week, Steve.
Yeah, man, let's do it. So, the Bears and the Panthers game on Thursday night was awful, BJ. It was atrocious. It was hard to watch. I watched it because, you know, football. But with a final score of 16-13, man, the Bears barely pulled out the win. And one reason for the Panthers' loss was their mediocre QB play from Bryce yet again. He finished the game 21 of 38 for 185 yards, no touchdowns, only 9 fantasy points. BJ, are you concerned about Bryce Young going forward?
Steven, I've got one share of him in Dynasty right now, man, on a rebuild, and that is the only thing that's keeping him on my team right now is the fact that it's a rebuild.
Yeah,
I'm concerned. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I think that Bryce Young has all the talent in the world. I really do. I think that he has a killer placement on the ball. But at the end of the day, man, this offense is just – it's terrible right now. I actually did some research, Steven. Bryce Young, throughout this season, guess how many times he's finished as a QB1 without looking at the show notes?
I see your show notes here, BJ, but I wouldn't have guessed. I don't know that I would have guessed one. I think he's been so kind of bad. I would have probably guessed zero, but yeah I see it there. You so BJ
one,
so,
one yeah, top yeah. 12 finish, Stephen. Yeah. Top 24 finishes. He says 5. Yeah. Worse than quarterback 24 on the week. He's had 2 weeks worth of that.
Yeah.
My man is averaging 12.36 fantasy points per game, Stephen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're almost getting more points out of Isaiah Pacheco in your super flex spot, man. And this is just one of those where, like, I think Bryce Young, yes, I do think he is a long-term play. I really do. But let me ask you this, season, or Steven, are you okay waiting a year, 2 years for Bryce Young to actually do something for your fantasy team?
Yeah, BJ, in a dynasty league, I am. I don't think I'm giving him up for pennies. I think he was the number one pick for a reason. That team is not very good. Obviously, CJ Stroud is having more success for whatever reason. I still think Bryce Young is talented. I still think he's athletic and talented enough to be a feasible option of a QB, a high-end QB2. That's kind of where I've got him in this moment, I think, for a dynasty quarterback. And BJ, one QB1 finish, five QB2 finishes, worse than QB2 twice. So, he's slotted in as a QB2, right? So, I mean, I don't know. What do we want? What do we expect? I mean, he's a rookie quarterback. All this, and this is just the way of the world, right? What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? And so, BJ, when you're talking dynasty, which is what we talk here, I think, if you're giving up on him now, you need to go play some redraft, right? Mm. So, I mean, don't give up on him. You need to hang in there with him. You probably, if you own him, you drafted him early, there's no doubt. So you need to hang on, and see where this ride's going to take you.
Yeah, just got to ride it out, man. Ride it out.
Yep, I agree. All right, so moving on. The New England Patriots, BJ, they're one of the worst offenses in the entire NFL. I saw a clip, I think it was either on Twitter or maybe in TikTok, but it was Mac Jones over there and looking at the iPad. One of the coaches,
I saw that.
He was just losing it on him. I felt kind of uncomfortable and kind of bad for Mac, but I mean, like, it was just one of those things, like, man, it's just like, it was like the coach was saying, do you not see this right here? It's right here. It's like, I was like, man, he's losing it. But, man, they lost a close one to Indianapolis by a score of 10-6. Awful, awful football. And their final drive with a chance to win the game, Bill Belichick pulled Mac Jones and put the savior, Bailey Zapp, in there, who threw a game-losing interception on a fake spike. Can't make this stuff up, man. Currently on KTC keep trade cut, Mac Jones is the QB32, right behind your man, Aiden O'Connell. Second round pick, right? It's freaking ridiculous. Anyways, so let's play a game, BJ, and talk about the former Alabama quarterback. Would you rather have Mac Jones or Aiden O'Connell?
This poll shouldn't take this long, Steven. Oh, man, The one thing about Aiden O'Connell is that he may actually play the rest of the season as a starting quarterback on that team.
Yeah.
But I think right now, man, still give me Mac Jones. I know that's terrible, but I think he's still ahead of him for me.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. Mac Jones or Zach Wilson, BJ?
I should have thought about this before we actually press record tonight, Steven.
This is an easy one for me. This one's easy.
It's Zach Wilson for you, right?
Yeah, it's easy. Easy Zach Wilson.
I think I'm there with you, man. I'll be honest with you. And Zach Wilson's been playing trash. I still think.
I don't think he has. I think he's better than people are giving him credit for. I don't think the team around him is very good. That's just my personal opinion. I've watched a lot of the Jets games too this year because for some reason they've been on primetime like 8 times. So
that's true.
But well,
it's like Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be their quarterback.
Yeah, it's like Aaron Rodgers was going to be there or something. But anyway, all right, Mac Jones or Gardner Minshew?
Give me Mac Jones.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think Gardner Minshew's I think he's a backup quarterback. I think he's a really good backup quarterback. I think he can win you some games if the starter goes down, but I think he's just a really good backup quarterback. But I kind of agree with you. Mac Jones may have a better shot as a long-term starter. I don't know. Mac Jones or Desmond Ridder?
I think give me Mac Jones or the rest of them, Steven. I'll be honest with you. Desmond Ridder and Jimmy G.
I'm not big on Desmond Ridder, and then Mac Jones over Jimmy G was our last one there. And yeah,
let me just say this though, Steven, man. Joshua Dobbs over all of these cats.
Yeah. Joshua Dobbs to the moon. Dives to the moon.
Top 24 dynasty quarterback right now.
And speaking of that, he's a QB that we really hadn't talked a lot about. So kind of let's kind of talk about him. The current quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, he just led his team to a win over the Saints. Oh, freaking idiot Saints. Anyway, by a final score of 27-19, Dobbs finished with a stat line of 23 for 34 passing, 268 passing yards, a touchdown, and a rushing line of 8 carries of 44 yards and a touchdown rushing for a fantasy finish of 27 points, QB6 on the week. Man, this Minnesota team's currently sitting behind the Lions in second in the NFC North with a record of 6-4. Jefferson potentially coming back, so that means they're going to start losing games again because I don't think they had a win with Jefferson actually playing, maybe one. So they're going to start losing again with Jefferson back on the roster, obviously. But with Jefferson potentially coming back, what do you think about the offense, and what's the current value and price of Dobbs in Dynasty Superflex Leagues? BJ, before you answer this, I had an offer today for Dobbs in a league, a Devy depleted second for Dobbs in a league. BJ, was that too low?
Wait, time out. Somebody was sending you a Devy depleted
second
for Dobbs? Sending
me a
Devy
depleted second for Dobbs, yes.
I'm declining that, bro. Give me Dobbs over there.
I declined it. He was like, hey, bro, Dobbs for a second. And it's, mind you, again, Devy depleted. It's a one-round Devy every year, so it's depleted. And I said, man, I'm holding Dobbs. He's like, man, that's just as high as I can go. I'm like, okay, bro. I'm holding Dobbs. Thanks for your offer.
I sold Dobbs and Clayton Tune in one league early in the season for like 2/3. And, man, I'm regretting that every week right now.
I held Dobbs in this league. I have him. And this league I own him in, it is legit. It's the one rebuild that I was talking about earlier where I have I'm 0-10, and I have no shot for the playoffs. But it's a Devy league, like I said, and I have a bunch of rookies on my taxi. Like I own Dobbs and Zach Wilson. That's my two starting quarterbacks. But I do own Stroud and Young as well. That's on my taxi right now. So, but yeah, I mean that's a league where I'm just not winning. But I'm still not giving up Dobbs for a Devy depleted second, even in a league where I'm not winning. It doesn't make sense to give him up for that for pennies like that when he's performing.
Well, dude, my thing is like the way that he's performing right now. You can't tell me that he can't get a Geno Smith contract.
I think he can. I mean, I really think he can. I don't know who will go out there and do that for him, but there might be a team. You know, there might be a team that does that. And I don't, you know, Kirk Cousins is great, but, you know, it's a tough injury. I'm not saying the Vikings would take Dobbs over Cousins, but isn't Cousins in a contract year? Was this his last year under contract?
Yeah, I think he's an unrestricted free agent next year, if I'm not mistaken.
So, yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that Dobbs can't get a, you know, if he finishes the year out great with Minnesota. You know, who knows where Kirk Cousins lands next year after the injury, and not saying that the Vikings are moving on from him, but it'll be interesting, right? It'll be interesting to see if Dobbs can get that Geno Smith type contract. We all wrote Geno Smith off 3 years ago, right? As a perennial backup, and look at what he, like you said, got the big contract, got a nice contract, and he's, for fantasy purposes, he's performed nicely over the past 2 or 3 years. So, you know, not saying Dobbs can't get that, but yeah, the price of him, I ask you, what is the price? So just kind of give me your price. What is your price?
I think if you got Dobbs right now, you're not selling for a second. I'll be honest with you.
I mean, a normal second.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think, honestly, the only way, like, for instance, if you're a contender right now and you got Dobbs as your QB3, you're sitting pretty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so my thing is that if I've got Dobbs and somebody came to me with an early second, I might consider. But it also depends on the team. You know, I mean, my thing is, Stephen, I got plenty of teams where I got Will Levis as my QB3. I would much rather have Joshua Dobbs, you know? And I don't think that's a hot take. Like, give me the quarterback who can I can actually plug in and win me a game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm right there with you, man. I just like I said, I declined it in a league where I have no shot of winning. But I just it doesn't make sense for me to give him up at his current production. You know, so all right, BJ, what I really want to talk about here in our news: Kyler Murray's return, man, and it was just fun to see him back out there. He wasn't just killing it, man, but it was so fun to see him back out there. He went 19 for 32, 249 yards passing, didn't have a passing touchdown. He did have an interception, BJ, but he added 6 carries for 33 yards, and he added that touchdown, that rushing touchdown, the element that he's so dangerous with. And, man, BJ, you can just tell. You can just see it. He's dynamic. It's going to be fun to see him get out there and get back going. And BJ, what did the Cardinals do? They won, right? They won a game. And it's Kyler Murray. I know he wasn't great, but it says a lot when your franchise quarterback comes back and you can just kind of see the juice that he brings and you can see what he does for the team and what the team thinks about him. It was just fun to see him back out there, BJ, and they got a win. And I think he's just going to get better, BJ, this year moving forward and in the future too.
Man, and also shout out to the tight end too over on the week, Trey McBride.
Yes, absolutely. He's
nice connection there. Nice connection.
Going to be a stud.
And I agree with you, Steven. I think Kyler Murray, he looked fantastic this past week. I think if you bought him low, like we tried to urge people to do, then congratulations. You're going to get a return on your investment sooner rather than later.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen him already go from QB 18 in a lot of rankings all the way up back to top 10. And that's something we expected as soon as he hit the field.
BJ, I had an offer today in a league, and you're in this league, but I had an offer in a league today that I don't own my first, and I'm probably middle of the pack in that league. Like, I have a chance to make the playoffs, but I'm not
leagues, right, Stephen?
I'm not really top contender. I'm not really a top contender in this particular league. I'm going to just continue right on past that comment. But I had an offer in a league for Kyler Murray, and I just laughed. Like, I was like, man. But it was a guy that owns my first. He's one of the top contenders he is either the top contender or one of the top contenders. He sends me, and I've been trying to get my first early in the year. I've been trying to get it from him. And he was just like, no, man, no, I'm not giving it. No, I just don't see the value in it. So he has Deshaun Watson, and we're going to talk about what happened with Deshaun here in just a minute. We'll just go ahead and say it. He did have a shoulder injury. He's having surgery, season ending. Come out today. So anyway, today in this particular league, this guy, and I've been trying to trade him, you know, to get my first back in this league. So he sends me a trade. Deshaun Watson and Evan Engram in a two tight end league for, let's see. He wanted Kyler. Let me backtrack for just a second. He wanted Kyler Murray and Evan Engram from me. In a two tight end league for Deshaun Watson and my first. And I said, no, get out of here. I said, get out of here with that crap. You can hang on to my first. You can have Deshaun Watson's bum, you know what, and you can kick rocks. Because I tried to trade you Kyler Murray back in week one and two. I tried to trade everybody where I was trying to be a contender, Kyler Murray. You will never get him. He will die on my roster at this point, BJ. I'll never trade Kyler Murray in any leagues I'm in. If you listen to the podcast and you're in leagues with me, don't ask for Kyler Murray. It'll take 14 first and your firstborn child. Okay? Don't ask.
Hey, man, I love it, Steven. Double down on it, man.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, Kyler Murray, it was great to see him come back. I really just think he's going to be dynamic. I've always thought this, BJ. I wasn't just screaming when he was injured, you know, trying to sell him. I'm glad to have him on my team, and I'm glad to have him back. Injuries, Taylor Heinicke, hamstring injury. Arthur Smith said the team's going to evaluate that position, won't really make a decision until they return from their bye week.
Hey, Steven, real quick, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we please fire Arthur Smith by now?
No, like, no, it's not happening. He's got the full support. Full support of the team. Got the full support of the ownership. It's not happening. Arthur Blank loves him. They have the same first name, so he's not going anywhere. Okay. Deshaun Watson, shoulder injury, season ending. Just talked about that. Derek Carr, right shoulder injury and concussion. Shoulder checked out fine, according to Dennis Allen. The Saints have bye week in week 11, something to kind of monitor there. Aaron Rodgers told NBC's Melissa Stark that his goal is a mid-December return. This would be, man, the quickest return ever for an NFL player following a torn Achilles. Garrett Wilson managers just rejoice in this, right? It could happen. So just hang on. Hang on for the ride. Hang on for the playoffs. Alexander Mattison, concussion. Questionable play in week 11. Something to note, Ty Chandler did look decent in his limited work, rushing 15 times for 45 yards and a touchdown. So if he's on your waiver, if he's available to pick up, go pick him up, you know, if you're in a pinch this week and a bye, you know, might be a sneaky play there for you. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. Sorry, BJ. Might be a sneaky play there for you if Madison's out. Michael Thomas, knee injury. Dennis Allen called it significant injury, so monitor closely on that. Gerald Everett, back injury considered day to day. BJ, I'm going to turn it over for you for the sneaky flex plays of the week.
Absolutely, man. And Steven, just real quick, I want to make this noted. Do you know what my thoughts are on Deshaun Watson? Zero shares, zero cares. Yeah, that's what same. I'm going with. Same. All right, so sneaky flex play this week. Last week, my sneaky flex play was Jalen Warren, Steven. Finished as the RB8 with a stat
you're
line.
Just
of,
killing it. You're killing gosh, it, man. You're killing these sneaky flex plays.
15 carries, 101 rushing yards, one touchdown, also two receptions for 9 yards. He finished the week with 19 PPR points and the recognition of being a co-starter with Najee Harris. I found it hilarious that they did not announce George Pickens as a starter on Sunday. Crack me up. All right, this week, let's continue this streak, man. This one is not so sneaky, but it needs to be said, okay? Sneaky flex play this week is Tyler Boyd, wide receiver for the Bengals. I feel like Boyd is literally one of the most overlooked wide receiver threes in the league right now, and he needs to be plugged in this week with T. Higgins once again being ruled out to miss Thursday night's matchup against the Ravens. Boyd just saw a season high 12 targets, where he finished with 8 receptions, 117 yards, and 20 PPR points. I expect another high-volume week in an expected high-scoring game where the over-under currently, as of this episode, is at 45.5 points. Quit waiting around and plug Boyd in your wide receiver 2 spot this week. Steven, I'm practicing what I preach. I just pulled Calvin Ridley, thank God, out of my starting lineup, and Tyler Boyd is sitting comfortably there right now.
Comfortably. You feel good about it. Feel great about it.
Comfortably. I mean, you know, Calvin really is killing it right now, man. You gotta keep plugging him in, apparently.
Yeah, I guess. I'm on board with it, BJ. You're killing these flex plays, and I've never been good at them. So I actually, you know, Sleeper has that start sit accuracy, and mine's like sucks.
You
so
know,
Steven,
I'm staying in my lane over here with the flex plays. I'll let you handle underdog because you're killing it over there. I'm just gonna stay in my lane, man.
Look, I don't know. My teams are usually so good, it's hard to pick, and I hate doing that. But you know, it's hard to pick starters, so it just is what it is. All right, yeah, BJ, let's move on to underdog segment here. This past week, I had Bryce Young under 215.5 passing yards on a Thursday night. We talked about Thursday night games. We talked about how ugly they can be, and even as ugly as it was, I really didn't even imagine it could be that ugly, but it was. Bryce Young did get some junk yards late, you know, not some junk yards, but just kind of some late up and down the field going. Bryce Young, I had him under 215.5. He hit he had 185 passing yards on the week. So that's one for one, BJ. My second play, which I told you was an absolute lock, that there was no way that this was going to happen, that if underdog wanted to give us this for free, then just go for it and take it. Your main man, BJ, Tommy DeVito, no kin to Danny DeVito, under 165.5 passing yards, BJ. That game was ugly. And it was ugly, ugly, ugly. Like, I watched it. It was the 3 o'clock game. I was watching Dallas because I love watching Dak, obviously, and that offense. CD's just been killing it. We didn't really talk about that today, but another huge game from CD and Dak. BJ, Tommy DeVito, 86 passing yards on the day. So
man, he played like Danny DeVito was quarterback.
Hey, look, I knew it was happening. I told you it was free, guys. If you didn't get it, that's your fault. 165 passing yards was the line. He hit with 86 passing yards. So 2 for 2 on underdog last week, BJ. Let's keep that trend rolling this week. I'm going with 2 more quarterbacks, BJ, this week. And first off here, let's kick it off with a Thursday night special. Joe Burrow over 256.5 passing yards going against the Baltimore Ravens this week, I believe, BJ. And I think Burrow and company's kind of fixed what they were not.
Oh, yeah.
Licking early in the year, BJ. Burrow has hit this in 4 of his last 5 games, and his past 3 games in a row, he has went over this line. 2 of those games in the 300 plus passing yards category. BJ, I love Joe Burrow. I love him against the Ravens this week. I know the Ravens defense is good. They've already played him one time this year. Joe Burrow and company will be ready for some revenge. Joe Burrow and company over 256.5 passing yards, BJ. My second play this week is another Tommy DeVito special here. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, under 164.5 passing yards, BJ. This is now the Cleveland Browns, quote unquote, starting quarterbacks. BJ, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I love when people put these starting quarterbacks on the block like they're worth something here. Like, this dude sucks bad. Like, if you're relying on this guy to be your quarterback in a super flex or any kind of league, you don't need him. You need to go punt and play for next year, okay? This guy's trash, BJ. So if Underdog wants to keep giving me these trash starting quarterbacks on these lines, you keep taking them. Lock it in, Dorian Thompson-Robinson under 164.5 passing yards.
Steven, I love it, man. That Bengals offense is clicking right now. 100% agree with that. The Ravens secondary is kind of tough to pass against, but I think Burrow is going to be clicking on all cylinders, man. Even with T. Higgins being out, I mean, in all expectancy, he's probably not going to be on the team next year, so they may just be getting ready for that. But Burrow's been killing it, man. I love this over as well as DTR's under, man. I don't expect that team to be looking great right now. I imagine that Jerome Ford's going to have to carry the bulk of that work. And then not only that, but their defense is actually a pretty stellar defense. And so I don't expect them to put the game in Dorian Thompson Robinson's hands. With all that being said, guys, we're going to wrap this episode up. Keep this thing short, sweet, and to the point. But before we close out, we want to thank our listeners. We appreciate each and every one of you for taking time out of your day and just listening to the podcast. We are not, you know, analysts at this. We are not professionals by any means. We're just two guys all talk about Dynasty. And so thank y'all once again for the support this past week. Give us a follow over on X. My handle is at Afrodynamics116. Stevens is at SDeaton24. And the pods is at LOL Dynasty Pod. Guys, you've got 4 weeks to get your crap together. All right. Secure that playoff spot if you're making a push. Get your lineups ready. And then, man, go for that championship. And then also, if you're rebuilding, you got 4 weeks to take advantage of somebody. I know it sounds terrible, man, but my thing is there's going to be some of these championship teams who are going to be looking to make a push, and somebody's going to give a first for some trash players. And yep. So you just be looking for that, okay? Steve,
not
you got anything
Dorian
else you want to
Thompson
add?
Robinson. Don't give a first for Dorian Thompson Robinson, guys. Anyway.
No, man, instead, no, man, go give a second for Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, gosh, don't do that. Don't do it. No, man. Yeah, just I agree with you, man. I think you need to kind of be looking in your leagues. I think you need to be, whether you're a contender or not, you know, either way, you need to be looking to make some moves before the trade deadline and see what you can do to better your team for the future or try to win that championship this year, BJ. So, yeah, that's what I got for you.
Absolutely, man. I think the Dynasty Minion, Kelby Johnson himself, said it best. He said, if you're not making moves this time of the year, you don't need to be playing Dynasty. And so, guys, y'all have
such a wizard.
I mean, I know, man. It's like he's like a master with words. You know,
such wisdom.
All right, guys. Hey, man. Till next time, y'all have a good one. Make those moves. Establish a legacy in your dynasty league.